studios in Eugene, Oregon, it's Oregon Update with your hosts, Cliff and Robin. You can join Cliff and Robin by dialing 646-721-9887 or by email at talk@krbnradio.com. And now, here's your hosts, Cliff and Robin. Broadcasting live from Eugene, Oregon, with today's news, here's Robin.
This is Robin with a election night special coverage and commentary. It is 8:25 p.m. Pacific time right here in Oregon, and it has been official that President Obama has won a second election at 275 electoral votes at this time to Romney's 203. And what's kind of interesting is that when you look at the electoral map, the map is mostly red. In fact, at this current time reporting, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 23, 24 states are actually bolded Democratic. The other thing that's kind of interesting as well is that when you look at the swings, like, for example, again, at this time, South Dakota with 121,500 votes for Romney versus 78,636. Utah, 1,134,000 versus 69,000. I'm rounding off for simplicity. Arizona, 662,000 versus 498. And Georgia, 1,657,000 versus 1,328,000. On the popular vote. So it's going to be kind of interesting. The polls have not closed yet. They're still going to be counting. But it is interesting, the swings and the differences between the Electoral College. Again, the nothing's official till it's official, but I got a feeling this is going to be one of those situations where the popular vote is going to lose to the Electoral College again. And, of course, every year on that we get commentary about we should eliminate the Electoral College, and it doesn't go any more than just talk. Anyways, that I hope that people that have voted for Obama and to get their free Obama phones are going to be extremely happy, because what this is actually going to mean, in my opinion, is, as Obama has said, change for the country. Well, people, the one thing that is really going to be changing is Obamacare. And you people that are screaming that you want your free Obama phone and that you think that Obamacare is free, I got news for you. It's not. And you better pray that your company has, if you're lucky enough to be one of those that are working, that you have qualifying health care, because if not, you're going to be subject to a penalty ranging from $600 to $2,000. And if you just lost your job towards the end of the year, and you're like me, and you're counting on that tax refund to pay your property taxes, for example, and now you're going to have to shell out for a penalty for health insurance, you're in for a rude awakening. All this rah-rah about President Obama is, well, all I can say is that I hope I'm wrong, but I just have a feeling we're just going to be saying that I told you so. So, anyways, again, currently at 8, it is currently now 8:37 p.m. Pacific time, and the current numbers right now are 275 electoral votes for President Obama, 203 for Mitt Romney. Oregon has that. I don't have any numbers for Oregon yet. Again, kind of jumping around here. Mitt Romney for Oklahoma on the popular vote is, and this is where I'm getting suspicious, folks, is 616,633 votes. Barack Obama, 291,966 votes. That's a pretty wide swing. That's a 67, almost 68% to 32%. With seven electoral votes. Florida. Still no official yet right now. Florida is pretty close neck to neck. Obama going at 3,872,000. Romney is 3,856. Obama is leading by a narrow percentage point. One of the other undecided states at this particular time has Obama leading by 871,664 votes, by Romney at 815,534 votes, with, and we've said this many times on the program, 34,000 votes for the other candidates. I don't know how many times we have said, you've only got two choices. If you vote for a third-party candidate, you are wasting your vote. Right here in Colorado, guys, here's 34,000 votes that really aren't going to make a hill of beans. I mean, I know you got your favorite candidate and everything. Well, sorry, but, you know, that's just, you just wasted your votes. Virginia, at this time, 1,474,000 for Romney. Obama, 1,445,000, with, again, 42,000 voting for the third-party candidate. Virginia, by the way, has 13 electoral votes. And Nevada, which is still waiting to report. Reporting. California, of course, 55 electoral votes. They've already swung towards Obama. The numbers reporting are not in as of yet. North Dakota, huge swing. 93,000 for Mitt Romney, 58,000 for Obama, and 4,000 for anybody else. Wyoming, again, another huge example. 121,916 votes for Romney, 50,714 for Obama, with 5,155 for the third-party candidate. Let's see here. Nebraska, again, here's another example. Nebraska, Mitt Romney, 246,225 votes. Obama, 170,506 votes, with 6,379 going to the others. We just had an update here. Again, it's 8:40 p.m. on the West Coast. Oregon, I'm very, very, these numbers just came in. Oregon, I'm very disappointed in you, but I'm not surprised. Obama, 574,260 votes, 54% of the precinct reporting. To Mitt Romney, 447 with, and again, Oregon, I am very, very disappointed in you, 25,726 voting for the third-party candidate. This is my home state, folks, and I'm very, very disappointed. But you know what? I'm not surprised, to be honest with you. I'm really not surprised. If Oregon would have voted, well, according to this case here, if Oregon would have put that 25,000 towards Mitt Romney, it still wouldn't have made any difference. Obama won. I have talked to one or two Obama supporters here with the people that I work with, and what they're saying is that they're scared that about the judges that's going to go in, but more so, they're believing the rhetoric that they're saying about Mitt Romney. New updated numbers, by the way. Obama, 281 on the Electoral College. Mitt Romney still at 203 with 54 electoral votes currently remaining. California has not reported yet. Nevada just came in here. Nevada's close race. 275,804 for Obama. Romney, 211,721 with 7,000. Again, going to another candidate. That wouldn't have made theirs. Nevada had 6 electoral votes. Arkansas, I believe I already covered. Not much change for that. New Mexico is heavily, very heavily for Barack Obama at 273,000. 956 versus Romney at 231,995, with again 19,651 going to the third party candidate. Texas, you know, you really got to be proud of Texas. I mean, they have this issue going on right now where they have the international inspectors making sure that nobody's being disenfranchised on voting. Texas right now voted in favor with Romney at 4,001,823 versus 2,785,145 at this particular time, with 38 electoral votes. 88,338 votes going to third party candidates. Again, it would not have made that much difference, but that could actually help as far as the total commitment with the popular vote. Louisiana, Romney 801,000 and change. Barack Obama 502,000 and change. Again, 21,576 votes going to third party candidates. So, like I said again, all you're doing, and we have talked about this numerous times on the program, you may like Ron Paul. Sorry. It's too late. You only have a choice of two: Obama, Romney. Anyways, moving on here, some more quick numbers. Mississippi, Romney 355,000. 940 to Obama at 282,883,000, 6,422 voting for the third candidate. Alabama, almost a million votes at 924,386 for Romney, 626,811 for Obama. Again, 14,000 going to the third party candidate. This again is another example. These red states have such a wide margin between the two numbers. That's why I'm just kind of really wondering about the thing about the Electoral College. Colorado still kind of undecided at the moment, with 9 electoral votes at stake. Currently, Obama's leading by 871,000 and change, with Romney trailing at 534 with 34,000 undecided, or not undecided, but going to a third party. Again, that would, here's a perfect example, folks. If you would take that and do some quick math here, at 815 to Romney, add 34 to it, that'd be 849, which brings it very close, within about 30,000 votes of swinging it the other way. But some of these people had to do with the, again, third-party candidates. Oklahoma, 816,792 for Romney, 402,905 for Barack Obama. Kansas, again, here's almost a 2-to-1 to Martian, 432 for Romney. This 242,000 and change. Barack Obama, 281. 18,000, again, going to third party. South Dakota, a little bit closer. Mitt Romney in the lead at 166,250, followed by Obama at 110,281, 6,468 undecided. Kentucky, again, almost a 2-to-1 margin, 1,065,000 and change for Romney, 669,000 for Obama, 29,000 for third-party candidates. Checking against more of the blue states, close vote. Here's a perfect example, folks. Perfect example right here. This is Ohio. Ohio is the perfect example of what I was talking about. Ohio, Barack Obama, 2,248,000 in change. Mitt Romney, 2,246,000 in change, with 76,434 votes going to the third party. People, even though there's 18 electoral votes involved here, if that 76,000 that went that got thrown away at the third party would have gone to Mitt Romney, Ohio would have won the Republican. But no, we've told you many times, do not do a third party candidate. You're just throwing away your vote, and this is a perfect example of it right here. Let me say that again. Ohio at 2,248 for Obama to 246 for Romney, with 76,434 going to third-party candidates. 80% of the precinct is reporting so far, and it can still kind of go the other way. But again, here's 76,000 votes that could push Romney over the top. Still right now we're at 281 as far as the Electoral College goes for Obama versus 203 electoral votes for Romney. Checking some of the others, Pennsylvania, Obama, 2,664 and change. Romney, 2,334, with, again, almost 63,000 and going to the third-party candidate. New York, 2,036,000 for Obama. Romney is trailing quite far behind, actually, at 1,353,000 going to third-party candidates. New Hampshire, Obama's not leading by that much, 227,000, with Romney trailing at 199,000, 5,421 trailing. Vermont, Brock has a huge lead there at 165,000 and change to Romney's 76,000 with 4,397,000. Going to third-party candidates. Massachusetts, real quick, 1,568,000 for Barack Obama. Romney at 991,000 with 41,000 going to third-party candidates. Again, we'll kind of just jump all over here. I'm not going to read. Here's Maryland, 1,270,000 for Obama, 792 for Romney with 36,000. Going to third-party candidates. Again, we'll check Washington State, 1 million and change for Obama, 787 for Romney, and 37,000 for third-party candidates. Checking to see if I missed anybody. Again, these are unofficial numbers with not all precincts reporting. Nevada just has 1% reporting. The numbers are still coming in at 8:51 p.m. on the West Coast. We have some updates on the Electoral College, by the way. 284 votes for Obama, 203 for Mitt Romney. The Senate... 1-3 and lost 3. I don't have the names at this current time. And the House apparently is 135 to 185 seats won. So, but again, folks, it's interesting because I've heard more complaints about Obama than I have Romney, more people supporting Romney. I am very suspicious over these numbers and how things are, and but again, you know, these are not the official numbers. Everything still has to be counted and verified, and then the official announcement. By the way, at 2:52 p.m. Pacific time, the new electoral numbers are now 290 for Obama, with 203 still for Romney. So the news is that obviously that Obama has officially, or at least has currently, enough electoral votes to be reelected as President of the United States. So I can go through and read some of the other how things are doing in the other parts of the election as far as candidates and whatnot, but again, this is still very early in the election period. It really will leave that up to the regular news services. Again, let me just kind of throw the disclaimer out here. These are just numbers that are coming out on the news services at the moment. My current source is from the Huffington Post. They have a live coverage map right now on the internet, and so don't take my numbers as gospel here. I'm just relaying what's being reported right now. Again, it's 8:53 p.m. in the West Coast, and I just wanted to give you an update on what's been going on, and we'll talk about it. I will not be on the program this coming Monday. Our normal scheduled time is 1 p.m. Pacific time. I have a change in my job, and so we will be, one of the things we're going to be doing is looking at changing our schedules. We may or may not still be broadcasting on Monday. We might be switching over to another day, basically based on the day job and what's going on with that. And then stay tuned. We'll keep you updated on that. Again, just repeating, at 8:55 p.m. on the West Coast right now, November 6th, Election Day, Barack Obama once again is been reelected to President of the United States with 290 electoral votes at this particular time. There are still 54 electorals still open, but with Romney at 203, there's really no chance that he would have as getting the Electoral College. The popular vote is still pretty strong, with more and more candidates, more and more precincts that are reporting. My screen changed on me. I'm just seeing if there's any updates here before I sign off. Again, Oregon, I'm really disappointed in you. 26,000 votes going to the third party wouldn't have made much difference, but it would at least, with 48% of the vote reporting in Oregon, with, again, Obama at 590,000 and change, and Romney at 470,000 and change, with 26,000, almost 27,000 undecided. Oregon could still go red, but again, it's pretty doubtful. Oregon's pretty much, it's my city, it's lame. California, again, at 8:55 p.m. on the West Coast, 1,681,000 in change for Obama, 1,238 in change for Romney, and once again, I will mention that we had 62,494 votes going to the third-party candidates, and at this time, there's only 5% of the precincts reporting. California, of course, has 55 electoral votes available. So, again, we got a quick update here. Idaho, again, here's a perfect example. Idaho, for Mitt Romney, 44,826. Obama, 17,000. 596 with 1,321 going third-party candidates. This is at with 9% reporting. Again, this is my whole point on this is a pretty wide gap between 44,000 and 17,000. So again, pretty wide gap there of about 27,000 votes right there. So, I don't know. It's just maybe it's just conspiracy. Wyoming, cover that real quick. 89% reporting at this particular time. Almost 9 p.m. on the Pacific, on the West Coast here. Romney at 134,000 and change, with Obama at 54,179 and 5,510 going to third-party candidates. North Dakota, the people in North Dakota are really good people. I've worked there for over a year in the oil fields, and they were the 86% reporting at this particular time. Romney at 132,670,000, with Obama trailing at 85,589, 5,790 going to third party. South Dakota, kind of leading the way of North Dakota. Mitt Romney leading by 175,759, with Obama trailing at 115,880, 6,871 going to third-party candidates with 82% reporting. Nebraska, 504 going to Romney, 237, and change going to Obama with 10,000 going to third-party candidates. Kansas, 454,669 going to Romney, 309,647 to Obama. Again, almost 20,000 going to third-party candidates. Kind of run through here real quick here on these numbers. Oklahoma, again, almost a 2-to-1 margin. Romney, 817,528 votes and versus Obama at 403,135. And now Oklahoma, there is no, according to this, there is no third-party candidate votes. Don't know what's going on there, but 93% of the precincts have reported. Again, Texas, 77% reporting. Mitt Romney, 4,136 and change. Barack Obama, 2,894 and change. And as I said earlier, a perfect example, 93,125 to third-party candidates. Fortunately, in Texas, Romney has a good enough lead that that's not going to make much of a difference. 38 electoral votes are at stake here. And again, currently we now have 290 electoral votes going to Obama, with Romney has not even budged yet. It's still holding at 203 votes with still 54, well, actually less than 54 remaining for that. My other screen hasn't updated yet. And that's at 9 p.m. on the West Coast. So this is, once again, this is Robin, and wanted to give you a quick update. Again, check us out this Monday on this coming Monday for our program, our regularly scheduled program. We should be back on November 12th. 1 p.m. Pacific time, and give Cliff a call. He'll definitely appreciate it. It's hard to do an hour and a half program by yourself, but you know, be sure to give him a call, 646-721-9887. Send us an email, talk@krbnradio.com, and let us know, did your candidate win? Did they lose? How did you feel about the election? How do you feel about the fact that, like my observation, that if you look at the electoral map currently, that you have almost more than a 2-to-1 ratio of red states and the wide numbers. I mean, I hate to pull conspiracy theory, but you know, we all know that that things can. We all know that it. There's cheating. Let me just come right out and say it. Also, I wanted to kind of point out real quick, we have talked about on the previous shows about the international observers for the elections from the other countries, and I don't have the news in front of me. The internet connection right now is going a little bit slow, but there's already been some instances with the observers. Again, check your local news for information on that. But again, anyways, thank you for tuning in. This was a special election broadcast with my opinion, and again, we hope that you will join us at our normal time, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific time. Stay tuned, monitor us on Twitter for show updates and new and possible new show times. We got some new and exciting stuff coming down the pike. So again, feel free to send us your emails, your comments, talk@caribbeanradio.com or Caribbean Radio on Twitter, and we hope to hear from you. Again, thank you very much, and you Obama supporters, and I just hope that, you know, if our predictions are true, I'm scared, but hope I'm wrong. So again, have a great night, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
sure to check us out on the internet at www.krbnradio.com or email us with your show ideas at talk@krbnradio.com. This is KRBN Internet News Talk Radio.